It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 103.3 KUMD Duluth Public Radio, and we are streaming at KUMD.org. And we are welcoming another guest into the studio, live from Studio A this afternoon. I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A with Scott Kirby. Hi, Scott.
Hello. How's it going?
Great. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, here's how we like to do this. I'd like to get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat. What did you want to start with today?
This one's called The Fog's Lifting.
All right.
New song.
Scott Kirby on KUMD. Good one for Duluth. Lots of fog here.
Yeah, kind of like London.
First time I saw her, she had stardust on her mind. When you fall in love that hard, your bruises you can't hide. 'Twas late at night, she was subtle to describe how she'd been longing for some comfort in her life. And one more summer's day. Fog is lifted over my hometown. Sun didn't shine past 3 days. Well, I can see now this path ahead of me. I've seen the error of my ways. So many times will I wake at night, wishing she was here so I could hold her tight. I like the way I feel when she is by my side. It's the first time in years that I could open up my eyes to see. Fog is lifted over my hometown. Sun didn't shine the past 3 days. Well, I can see now this path ahead of me. I've seen the error of my ways. So let the sun shine in. Let sun shine through. Come watch big old moon chase across the starry sky. 'Cause I can't bear to say goodbye to you. Well, I said goodbye so many times before. I said goodbye to love so many times. Well, I won't say goodbye no more. Say goodbye to love no October rain falls on the street outside, and trees without their leaves seem naked of their pride. So I find a place to park, leave it overnight. I grab this guitar and I climb the stairs one fly. To you, oh yeah, love came around. She picked me up when I was feeling down. Open the door, said, come on in. Rest your bones, child, I can tell it's been a while. And I can't bear to see you go. The fog is lifted over my hometown. Sun didn't shine the past 3 days. Well, I can see now this path ahead of me. I seen the error of my ways. Whoa.
Something like that.
Scott Kirby on KUMD. And you said that's a new one, Scott?
Yeah, I was down in Nashville for a couple weeks, earlier in the month, November. And, so something I started when I was at home, and then I was able to find an afternoon and finish it down there.
Okay, yeah. Cool. A lot of inspiration, musical inspiration just in the air in Nashville, I would assume.
Yes, it's so thick you could cut it with a knife, like a big box of cheese.
Well, you're from Rhinelander.
Yeah.
And you're originally from there too, right?
I was born in Green Bay.
Okay.
I was raised up there. We moved when I was young.
So. Okay. And I think you went away maybe a couple years and then came back. Is that right?
I lived in Red Wing for about 9 months.
Okay.
Attempted the Luthier School down there.
Ah, okay.
For the about a semester.
No, the Luthier School? Explain that
to
me.
Guitar building and repair.
Okay.
They take you through, you know, you get hand tools and power tools and you learn how to fix electronics and all that sort of thing.
But that just didn't quite work out?
Yeah, not too well.
Was it not?
There's a lot of music down there too, you know.
Was it not what you were expecting, or not to dwell on this too much? But I'm curious about it.
Well, no, it's a technical school. I guess I didn't do a lot of wood shop in high school.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, that was the learning curve. It was, you know, slowly like learning that. But like I said, there were also everybody who was there is, you know, musicians. So late night jam sessions and, you know, weekend getaways to concerts and missing finals. One thing adds to another, and
So what did you retain from the 9 months that you were there? Any handy tricks for, you know, working with your guitar
like I said, the first semester we focused on, you know, electric guitars and, you know, so electronics and stuff. So I got somewhat decent at soldering things and measurements and all that sort of thing. Basically, I could hopefully identify a problem with my guitar and take it to somebody who would know how to fix it and try not to get ripped off, you know, having a little more knowledge about it.
So it just makes you a little wiser in that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that, and the jamming part. So I'm glad there's some positive stuff that came out of that.
There's a lot of musical
growth. How long have you been back in Rhinelander then?
Since 2005, basically. Okay. I mean, there's a little town that's north of Rhinelander called Minocqua. It's about 26 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived there for about 2 years before I moved back to Rhinelander. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me about playing music there. And now you started playing music when you were like 12 or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah, sixth grade. They used to have these honor level incentives for people who were good. You know, if you got demerits or something, then, you know, you had to sit in study hall or something. But there was a band of one of the teachers and one of the teacher's kids, he had a band, and, you know, it was like, whoa, geez, I should learn how to play guitar, and, you know, I already sang at that point and stuff. I ended up taking one guitar lesson and then breaking my pinky finger. Mm. So that kind of put a kibosh on that. I picked up electric bass in seventh grade for, you know, a song that we did, an Elvis medley in band. and then eighth grade jazz band, and my first instrument was really like bass guitar, but then started learning a little bit more. We used to go on these bike trips for church, and we'd do like 200 some odd miles on bicycles, and our pastor plays guitar. And so one summer I got one, and he taught me the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Not that I memorized all the words, but, you know, trying to play that on a 12 string. Yeah,
so a great mental image, jamming with the pastor on Wreck of the Edmund. nice, yeah. Like it. And you've done some theater things around Rhinelander too, is that right?
Yeah, there was a place called Northern Lights Playhouse. Mm-hmm. It's in a town called Hazelhurst, and it's a rotating repertory theater. You do, you know, 7 or 8 shows during the summer, and that's actually why I moved out of Red Wing to go back. I had 5 shows and a couple leading roles and stuff, so off and on. Try to make that work.
But music is kind of the primary outlet, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
I'm making a little more money doing that. So, yeah. which, you know.
And now we have your album, Good Morning Joe, which is your third, was it?
It's sort of your definition of.
Artists, they kind of put out things themselves, and sometimes there's a little this and a little that.
I made a recording at home on a tape deck, and I kind of put that together and gave it away for like Christmas presents and stuff. And then spent a couple months during a winter going up to Minneapolis, and a guy who was going to IPR had his home studio set up, and so it was basically like solo acoustic tracks that I recorded. And that never really got pressed. And after that, did a recording with a band down in Madison. And kind of put together, I guess we didn't know about, you know, all the duplication companies and stuff. So we kind of had a gentleman, do like, the top of the CD where you, you know, put it on a printer and, you know, do that whole thing. And then just got some slim jewel cases and a print shop did the insert and stuff. So it was really kind of like a homemade type run at it. Yeah, and then the Good Morning.
Well, no, that one, there's nothing homemade about that. I mean, it's well produced, and you've got a band, and it sounds, you know, really great.
Yeah,
so
it was about 4 or 5 months, you know, a couple days a week going in the studio and really just polished. And, you know, the goal was to hopefully be competitive with the, you know, the commercial market.
And how's that worked out?
Wonderfully.
All right, well, let's hear another song, and we'll talk, and then we'll talk a little bit more. I know you have been working on a new album, so we'll talk about that. You you were involved in the songwriting competition at the Big Top this year. We'll talk about that a little bit. But what do you want to play next?
Jeez, I don't even know. I have so many gosh darn songs.
Just play the good ones.
Probably just play the good ones. Well, we'll do this one called Apple Love. It was it's the title of that album that we did down in Madison. Oh yeah, the funny story behind it was I was listening to It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, and well, I've since moved around the tuning and the capo and stuff like that, but it sort of, yeah, that's anyway.
Ever since the harvest moon, seems as though we speak too soon, and that'll surely be the fall of Rome. So make up your mind, it is the time, you can stay asleep or begin to climb. Oh Lord, it won't be easy. Perspectives change as we rearrange the DMT inside our brains. So much to lose, what do we really gain? Enemies become my friends, stone walls become burning bushes again. Tell me the name upon this grave, and it's a decoy burned out, apple in my hand. Open your eyes, begin to understand. But just you know that we are in this together. United we stand, divided we're fall. So don't think about the darkness that's surrounding you. Even a mighty wind won't blow my fire out. Well, I found my one true love. She's delicate just like a dove. And we all know that birds up and fly away. I won't hold you down in this old town. You can be sure I'm coming round. I don't want to say goodbye forever. Seems as though you light my way. You compare these things I say. You've got to know where I belong. It's in your arms, my love is strong. I won't let go, I'm holding on. What I want, it's only what we need. And there's a decor burned out, apple in my hand. Open your eyes and begin to understand. Just know we are in this together. United we stand, divided we will fall. So don't think about the darkness that's surrounding you. Even a mighty wind won't blow my fire out. Jack and Jill went up a hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack broke his crown and Jill came tumbling after. Take this fruit right from the earth, plant a seed, that's what it's worth, and watch it as your cultivation grows. It's Captain Jack and a van again, learning to drive manual transmission. A leap of faith is what I need. We got a big old world just spinning round, God only knows when it hits the ground. Everyone gonna be at home up above. Yeah, it's a decor, burned out apple in my hand. Open your eyes, you begin to understand. Just you know, we are in this together. United we stand, divided we will fall. So don't think about the darkness that's surrounding you. Even a mighty wind won't blow my fire out. Even a mighty wind won't blow my fire out. No, a mighty wind won't blow my fire out.
Scott Kirby on KUMD, and he is, I should mention, playing tonight at Sir Benedict's Tavern and hanging out with us in the studio for a little bit here this afternoon and give us a preview of that show, which starts at 9 o'clock tonight. I forgot to mention, now you're from Rhinelander, and I saw that you're no stranger to community radio. You've even done your own show or shows there, huh, at the local radio station there?
Yeah, we've got 91.7 WXPR. Mm-hmm. It's a community public radio station, so they don't get, you know, what NPR gets and all that sort of thing. I used to host shows. They got a blues show and a jazz show and kind of like a cafe type thing where the host gets to pick their own music.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff would you play? I guess that's what I'm curious about. What did
Fish
you play?
Galactic, Dave Matthews. Mm-hmm. Well, and then, like, the Vita Blue and some Pork Tornado.
Some Pork Tornado?
Yeah, not John familiar. Fishman, the drummer from okay. Fish, oh, okay. is one of his offshoots, one okay. of his side projects. and it's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Good music, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Counting Crows, some older stuff, play some Dylan, a lot of blues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's something they had...
Yeah, a whole lot, I guess.
Okay. And I wanted to talk about Big Top Chautauqua. You took part in the songwriting competition there this year. Tell me about that experience.
Ooh.
How'd you decide to get involved in it? And had you ever done it before?
I had not, actually. Okay. There was a guy, from the radio station. And he, you know, apparently when they put on events or whatever, they send out emails and let people know and stuff. And so he sent me an email and he said, hey, there's this, you know, contest going on at the Big Top Chautauqua. You should enter. The deadline's 2 days from now or whatever. And so I was like, well, okay. I entered a couple songs and got a letter back, and I was chosen as the first alternate. So I was like number 11 out of 10. They pick like 10 people out of all the entries that they get.
I'm picturing this coming with a crown and a sash.
Yes.
Runner-up.
Yeah, exactly. And then apparently, you know, somebody couldn't make it. So they asked me if I was willing and available to come up. And I did. And okay. Ended up getting, first runner-up, the second place or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But you still got to, but the other person couldn't do the opening slot for,
Heather Steika from Chicago was the other, well, she was the grand prize winner.
Okay.
And then, Bill and Kate Isles, Bill was the MC for the event. And so, we sort of, you know, the three of us mm-hmm. acts, I suppose, just kind of shared the stage and went song to song. You know, we all got a couple songs opening for Suzanne Vega.
Oh, okay.
I had to pinch myself a couple times because it was, you know, just the way everything happened. It was just really surreal and everything. And, mm-hmm. And then, of course, I was probably the last one to perform or the second to last. And so just sitting there listening to everybody else, you know, perform their songs, it was like, whoa, what am I doing here? You know, but yeah, it was great. Spent the entire weekend up there and, yeah, tried to take as much from it as I could.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, kind of made the whole Nashville trip a little more interesting too, you know.
Yeah, so. You went to Nashville after that, and you know what? Let's play a song. I'll hear a song, and then we'll talk about that a little bit. Now, can you do the song that you did for the competition, or is that are you
sure?
Not in the right,
I just have to. Well, and the tuning was a little out on that last one anyway.
Okay. Was it called November Snow? Something like that. Yeah. Although we didn't really have much of that this year.
Yeah, we didn't really have any. We had some in October,
mm-hmm.
but.
Well, Wisconsin doesn't have to worry much about snow now, at least northern Wisconsin. I think they got their share for the season.
Yeah, exactly. But lucky enough, all the highways were pretty clean when I was driving over yesterday.
Oh, good, good. This is Scott Kirby on KUMD, and he's getting ready to perform here the song that he did for the Big Top Chautauqua Songwriting Competition that he submitted for that. It's called November Snow. And it's going to be on your new album, too, right?
Yeah.
Now, is the new album out yet? Or is it, like,
I'm going to pick it up on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
I was hoping that it would have... Well, if I would have had my stuff together, it would have... I would have had it for this weekend, but...
Ah. We'll talk about that, too. And your recent trip to Nashville. Lovely.
Okay, I think that's... It's just a really touchy song, and I don't know.
Well, you know, this. I was saying this cold weather is not conducive to guitar tuning.
Yeah.
So I've heard, anyway. all right, it's Scott Kirby on KUMD.
The ice and cold November snow falls hard upon the ground, it's froze. Bundle up in winter coat you shed about 6 months ago. It's gonna be a long, cold winter. The winds of change come blowing in with smiles wide and malicious grin. This pill is all you will need to fit right here. It makes you bad, 'cause you're too small. Down and empty pockets make no sound. Just be the light, carry on. Words are words, they're all we have. So write them down and pull your tab. You might be the lucky one to catch your break before it's gone. Away. Breath for life, eternity, prayer for those who cannot see. Feel the love surrounding thee, dead branches off a broken tree. You feel it all around. It's all around. And when the walls come down, empty pockets make no sound. Just be the light, carry on. And as I lay me down to sleep, I pray my soul to me will keep. Oh, but if I die before I wake, I know my soul the Lord will take. So take me higher, take me higher, take me higher, take me away. Just take me higher, take me higher, take me higher, take me higher from this world. I'll escape, oh, I'll escape. Don't you know I will escape? Some things in life go hand in hand. Try to fit your puzzle first, but there's a piece beneath the earth, and it's waiting down below in muddy waters. Well, it's faster than a hurricane, stronger than Paul Bunyan's cane. Feeds a flame that calls your name from far beyond the lover's gate. So will you listen to them now? Empty pockets make no sound. Just be the light, carry on. When the walls come down and empty pockets make no sound, just be the light, carry on.
Scott Kirby on KUMD and November Snow, which he did for the Big Top Chautauqua Songwriting Contest. Well, that was a nice one. Where did that one come from?
well, it was just one of those nights. I was sitting at home. My parents were letting me stay out in their house in the middle of the woods on a lake. And so without television, without phone, without too many people coming around and bugging me, I just spend night after night working, writing on songs and stuff like that. And it was just, Joni Mitchell, I think, said something like when she's writing a song, she just kind of takes all the strings and finds, new tunings and stuff, and just sort of like opens it up to the cosmos. And if something brilliant happens, then it's a blessing from God or something like that, you know? And so it was basically that. I found an interesting, open tuning that sort of, really, I guess, something happened. it's hard to describe it, but, it was November, it was snowing, took a couple breaks and went and stood outside and looked at the snowflakes, and just a combination of all that and being in the dead quiet of the howling wind and stuff like that. It's had a lot of things, going on in the brain that sort of, all sorts of things.
You
I guess
to it was work through with the song.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and we were getting all the stuff about, the financial Wall Street stuff. So that's kind of when the walls come down, empty pockets make no sound. Mm-hmm. It's sort of,
Okay. Okay, let's now we are running out of time here. Gosh, this is just flying by here, Scott. I do really want to touch on your trip to Nashville. You went to Nashville last month, was it?
Yeah, 2nd of November I was slated to be down there.
Was it your first trip?
First trip down there.
And you did some shows down there. Now, what's it like to try and get a gig in Nashville? Because I don't remember who it was, but they were talking about, they moved to Nashville. They thought they'd be playing all the time like they had where they were from. And it was like, oh, well, we have this slot on this songwriter thing next, month. Mm-hmm. You can play two songs for, and they just were shocked. Yeah. So how does somebody who doesn't live there get a shot at playing?
Well, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. I'd contacted a guy who hosted, he hosts Writers' Nights. And so he gave me, a couple slots on a couple different occasions. And then what I did is I worked the rest of them, just opened up the papers and try to find out who had a writer's night. It's basically like an open mic night where you do, you know, some of them it's one, some of it's two, some are three, and you just go play your songs. And and a lot of people that are living there, that's really the only performance opportunity that you get, unless, you know somebody or you are somebody, mm-hmm. you know, in parentheses or quotes or whatever. And yeah, it's just really difficult. There are a lot of like little towns outside, like down in Franklin and stuff, like brew pubs and stuff like that. But even then, the one place I contacted, you know, it's like, well, they do music or whatever, but you know, you go in and you do a free night, and then, you know, if they like it, then you maybe get to go back, and have somewhat of a schedule with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just really difficult. It's kind of like, Duluth in a way. There are a lot of musicians, a lot of songwriters, a lot happening. So, and yeah, people are kind of there to either have one of their songs get placed or, you know, live the dream, you know, be a star, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I guess it's really easy to go down there and have a whole lot of things in mind and just that reality, you know. Who had that song about Nashville cats?
Oh yeah, Nashville. I don't remember who did it, but yeah, I know the song.
John Prine or a Steve Earle tune, mm-hmm, or something mm-hmm, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty true. But yeah, I don't know how you'd go down there and get a gig. I don't know.
but you managed it. And how did it go?
Well, it went pretty well. Mm-hmm. I did. I ended up getting a demo session with a songwriter. He was demoing a song, and he wasn't, you know, just not a performer, not a singer, mm-hmm. not really a player. And so he was, you know, hiring people to.
Oh, he was a writer, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going through this. So what does he do? Oh, he's the writer,
yeah,
and he just needs other people to bring
it
to life, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was out at one of the writer's nights I played, mm-hmm. and he heard me singing and stuff, and he's like, whoa, would you, you know, could I pay you to come in and record vocals on this? And mm-hmm. I was like, sure, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that went pretty well. The guy who was producing it had been, you know, with Clint Black for like 10 years or something, so he actually knew where Rhinelander was because we host this country music festival.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he had been there to play.
Wow. So maybe you just got kind of your pinky toe in the door in Nashville when you were
down there. Yeah, a little bit. A little mm-hmm. bit. But yeah, met a lot of great people and a lot of great musicians and writers and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
if I would have had more money, I probably would have stayed longer. But
you didn't have to sleep in your car the whole time. I saw you do that one night anyway,
yeah,
according to your blog there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't the whole time you were there. But, you know, musician's life.
Exactly.
Not easy. Not always easy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Now let's talk quickly about your new album. You said it's coming out. Now, where did you do this one?
In my basement.
Okay.
And my, you know, home studio sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
So
how does it compare to the last one, which you said, you know, you really wanted to make sure it was, you know,
it completely,
you spent a lot of time on it, you
yeah.
produced it, you did that.
It kind of breaks that mold entirely,
because mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I guess being self-produced, not working with a producer, not working with other, you know, musicians,
mm-hmm.
Just having, you know, a sweet condenser microphone and the guitar and the instruments in my house and stuff. And yeah, I mean, it's on a, you know, digital recorder, a Boss BR-1180. Mm-hmm. And so I guess instead of being like a, you know, produced studio polished thing, it's more like an organic, like songwriter's record in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I did spend a couple days down at Winterland Studios in Minneapolis doing some, you know, minor edits and some, you know, mixing and mastering of it. So it's
mm-hmm.
sonic quality is there,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't, you know, it's missing all the, you know,
bells and whistles. Sorry.
Bells and whistles that you find on you know, all that type of thing that gets created in. What I like to call it the smoke and mirrors of music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a little less of that on this one. And
a whole lot less of that.
And a lot of Scott Krubin.
Not that there was a lot of that on the other one.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it certainly
yeah.
did have, you know.
A little more polished, a little more.
Yeah.
So you intentionally said, I'm going to do something different this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear one more. And what do you want to wrap things up with today, Scott?
Well, geez, let's do a song called A Traveling Song.
Sounds good to me. Now, is this going to be on the new album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was the other thing that I found really nice about it, too. I mean, I had a whole lot of songs that, as I was writing them, you know, how do you capture it? You know, if you go to copyright something, you know, you send in whatever you got on a CD, and, you know, every time you send something in, it's X amount of dollars to copyright it. It's like, so it's to your advantage to, you know, not do a song at a time, I guess. It just really gave me the freedom to, like, write a song and then leave it alone and move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And then also kind of play around with the different melodies and stuff. If I were to take the songs and re-record them or something, I mean, it would give me at least some starting ground to go for, you know, and a little bit more direction in terms of kind of being in control of it, to, like, let other people know
mm-hmm.
what I would want them to play instead of what, you know, the other person who's organizing it, you know. I guess you either let it go or you know, you grab the reins and, you know,
take control.
Yeah.
All right. It's Scott Kirby on KUMD.
And this is another one of those weird tuning songs. Now I'm going to switch harmonicas.
All right, switching harmonicas.
It's the beauty of live radio.
It's Scott Kirby on KUMD. He's playing tonight at Sir Benedict's Tavern. And
yeah,
he is live from Studio A right now. Yes? You ready?
All right.
Driving down the highway, paying tolls to see the skyway line up against an eerie winter's day. There ain't no words to use describing all the things on the horizon. So we pack our bags and leave our yesterday. You know tomorrow's gonna come with rain, maybe sunlight. So make the most of every day, moving down this road of life.
That's gonna just drive me nuts if that happens. Yeah, that's better. Well, every day you read about it, and you see it on your TV. Well, this war is on, the costs are up, living ain't too easy. Faces so many decisions and reason provisions, the pound us so faithfully. What be your purpose? Just fighting off curses that have no authority. And it's been a bad year for raising hell. So when that fire starts to burn, know how to use it well. Take a step to move me from my past. Well, there's this big old weight just bearing down, trying to hold me back. All the nights that I remember and the days I can't forget. Trying so damn hard to get ahead, it just hasn't happened yet.
but I'm putting all my time trying to make this garden grow. As everybody knows, you can only reap the things you sow.
Scott Kirby on KUMD. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Sorry about the bad tuning thing.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, it's live radio. Anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Thank you for having me, though.
Well, it was great to have you here. And again, you're going to be playing tonight at Sir Benedict's Tavern.
And I'll be over at the Thirsty Pagan on Saturday, and I'll be at the Brew House on Tuesday.
Goodness. So you're going to be hanging out in this area for a little while.
I'm going to be crashing my sister's sofa.
Oh, your sister lives here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
For the next 5 days or so.
Well, that's good. All right. So plenty of chances to see Scott. And if you want to find out more, what is your website?
ScottKirbyMusic.com.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was Scott Kirby live from Studio A. If you want to check out upcoming guests or listen to this session again, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with assistance from Melissa Kirkhoff. And thank you to Ryan Dahlberg of the DuluthScene.org, where this video of this session will be posted a little bit later. And this was made possible with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on KUMD. Thanks for listening.